Pro Torque. All right, welcome to another episode of Full Court Mess, the ultimate non-expert basketball internet podcast. Today it's just me and Nathan. Nathan, what's going on?
Not much.
We're gonna hold it down today in the absence of our dear friends Joe and Will. Couple things to get out of the way really quick. We're not gonna do anything next week, but We actually have a lot of stuff we're working on. So when we are back in 2 weeks, we will have a special deep dive episode on, I don't want to spoil it too much, but it will involve Giannis Antetokounmpo and the betting industry. And this might be the first time we're breaking our non-expert stuff and actually doing research. So there's that. I'm excited. A friend of the show, Donald, will be assisting us on that, and we have some other guests that we're working on, so stay tuned for that. But today, let's just get some news out of the way. We've been kind of behind on news, and I feel like it'd be good to catch up a little bit. Where do we start?
Probably with LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron went to the Sixers. I don't know if I'm like fully surprised. I don't think it makes for as good of a story as going to like the Cavs or the Heat.
Yeah, it definitely messed up basketball reference page.
But I mean, that's a good starting lineup.
Yeah, it looks like it could be pretty good.
Yeah, I think the main concern would be like, I don't have it up, but their entire starting lineup, all five of them are within like the top 35 players in the league of like touches per game.
Yeah,
like on ball.
Reason.
So I don't think it's going to be the smoothest transition. That being said, it seems like LeBron is kind of looking to take that backseat role.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. I don't know. It didn't seem like the Warriors were too convinced he was going to join.
No.
Kerr is on record saying that he wasn't really sold on that at all. I mean, yeah. Not that he like didn't want him to join, but he wasn't convinced that it would happen.
Yeah, it seems like more of a thing where people were just saying that it was likely.
Yeah, I mean, he did say that it's going to come down to between the Sixers and the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
Which like, I don't know. I'm a little surprised that they were that high up. It would have been fun. I wouldn't say I'm like super disappointed.
Yeah, I just wish that they had a different plan in mind in case it didn't work out.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. I think we're going to do some like Kings and Warriors stuff. We'll save that for the second half of this episode. But
well, I do have some news about this LeBron thing.
Okay.
Which is, this is going to make you want to destroy every single sports agent in the world.
Okay.
But when LeBron made his decision, Rich Paul texted the Sixers and just said, congrats.
Oh, huge.
That's an annoying thing to do.
Yeah. That's okay.
Congrats.
Did you see how convinced Heat fans were that it was gonna happen?
Yeah.
Because of a leaked press conference stream, which I think exposed how little people understand the industry.
Yeah.
If nobody saw it. So this was a real thing on the Heat YouTube account. There was, you know, you can like plan live streams and plan videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the LeBron James introductory press conference. And it was like a future scheduled thing that then got taken down. But it was up.
Mm-hmm.
That every team does that, first off.
Yeah, you have to just have it ready. Just
you have
case.
To, yeah, every team is prepared, you know. But people were so convinced, like, oh my God, like this has been the plan. Like it's been in the works. It's all on the download. It's like, no.
There are probably other teams that had that.
Yeah, I'm sure the Warriors had something like that. Cavs definitely did.
Because when it happens, you want to be ready.
Yeah, you got to be right away. Yeah, I guess there's really not all that much to LeBron's, more to LeBron. He's a Sixer. But I think that's a good segue into part of his reasoning to join them was the other acquisition the Sixers made, Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We're behind on this. Because I think this trade happened like just a couple of days after our last like kind of news dump. But God, where do we start? Okay. So the Celtics apparently been shopping him around for like the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something at the deadline. They apparently offered him to the Warriors.
I wouldn't have minded that.
But for like a bunch of draft picks.
Mm.
Right. Not anything near what they ended up trading him for, right?
Yeah.
A bunch of draft picks, and the Warriors said no. And this is like new. Like I only read this like today, but supposedly, allegedly, Warriors front office, or at the very least Joe Lacob, was not convinced that Jaylen Brown could be the guy to lead the team post-Steph.
Hmm.
This is the start of a lot more league disinterest about Jaylen.
Undeserved, kind of.
To an extent, yeah. I don't know. I found that interesting. I mean, it does... I could understand the worries of him being hard to build around.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great player. I'm not going to deny that at all. But yeah, he was not the Warriors were not interested in that as a future guy. So they turned it down throughout the off season then. And I'm assuming they were talking to other teams before the deadline this last season too. They've been shopping him around and they want like a haul for him. They want, you know, give me all your draft picks, give me some players. At that point I would expect the Celtics typically want a haul for a good player. They're known for ripping people off. Let's hit the other timeline that's kind of parallel to this.
Uh-huh.
The Sixers have been trying to shop Paul George around because he's on how much is he getting paid this year? 56 million, I believe.
Yeah.
Also worth mentioning, Jaylen Brown is also on a max. He's making like a few million less, but essentially he's up there. So big contracts also, which with the current CBA is also really hard to build around. So I feel like that's worth mentioning. So anyway, Paul George is 36, I guess 35 last year. I think I don't actually know when his birthday is, but whatever. And on a fat contract. So going into this season now, 56 mil. They're not getting any good offers for him. They've been trying to, supposedly trying to salary dump him, which is also a tough sell because it's a huge contract. And it's to the extent that apparently they've been offering like here's this and a draft pick.
That's
please,
crazy.
Please take this hit for us. No one's that interested. I don't think they're trying like that hard, but they're not getting any hits. Enter this offseason, there's the Giannis trade, right?
Yeah.
They were talking to the Celtics. We talked about this before. He doesn't end up going to Celtics, obviously goes to the Heat, but they were in talks about like, okay, if you want Giannis, give us maybe JB, but we also want, what do they want? Hugo?
I think so.
And like a pick haul and all this stuff. Doesn't happen, but but this is like the big start of like, I think more people realizing like, oh, like Jaylen Brown's up for trade. And I think this is the start of Jaylen Brown being like, oh, I'm up for trade. And I think this is what pushed the Celtics to being like, oh, we kind of have to do this, man. Like we gotta get this shit out the way. This prompts a lot of discussion around the league. Let me go to his Twitter account, which definitely looks like it has an AI profile picture. Did we cover this one of the last times?
His profile picture?
No, his tweets.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay, so yeah, he was getting kind of upset about. So he's starting to be. I would honestly say slandered to an extent.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to leak out that the offers back for him are like not great, and that the Celtics are actually like really struggling to move him. And people start talking about analytics, supposedly executives, anonymously, right, are talking about, they're giving some heavy criticisms about his efficiency.
Yeah.
Now, there's okay, so there's this quote from Bobby Marks, I had an analytics guy tell me we view Jaylen Brown as the seventh best player on a team. I don't know how much weight there is to that, to be fair. That is a bit much.
Yeah, I think we said this on the
last
episode. We talked about how it's like that is seems like kind of Boston like tanking his stock.
Mm-hmm.
Or another team tanking.
Yeah, another team, yeah. Boston.
So they can, yeah.
Obviously Jaylen doesn't like hearing this. That's fair. There is one quote though, which this is, here's the thing. Some of the efficiency arguments I'm here for. You know, Boston's a very statistically charged team. They love their analytics over there.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen knows this because he tweeted, analytics have/are ruining the game. We playing AI hoops. what I've seen posted, which I don't have anymore, but his efficiency is not, it's kind of weird. It's not great.
Uh-huh.
He has like negative impact when it's just him on the court and not Tatum. Negative impact when they're both on the court, and then the team has a more positive impact when he's on the bench.
Hmm.
Now, this could be just a way he fits with the team. He also is like not really an off-ball guy at this point, at least statistically he's just showing. And that's why the move to the Sixers is kind of weird, because like you have all these guys who kind of need the ball. Anyway, and he does have weaknesses. There's the whole like he has no left.
Yeah, he can't drive left.
I feel like everyone's forgotten about. Remember the dunk contest? What the fuck was that? Your dunk contest was you saying, yeah, I have a left hand, I can slam dunk. Brother, what about the game?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I hope that you can do that in a dunk contest.
Oh, yeah, I would hope. Also, it wasn't that good.
Yeah. It's like you can dribble with your left hand. You can do a bunch of stuff on like with your left side outside of the game. You're probably not as good in the game against people that can defend you.
Yeah. So there's all that. I don't know. We covered some of this before, but I think the shock to everyone is like, okay, so, or wait, sorry. I was looking something up. Here's where I'm going to defend Jaylen Brown, actually. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's all this talk about he's a negative impact statistic to the team. Sure. There's stats for that. Maybe he needs a better team. Maybe he just needs a better fit, change his game, different system, whatever. You know, I'm going to be real. None of us on Twitter are experts. And I am not a person who is always going after like plus minus and stuff like that. Also, let's be fair. He was a finals MVP.
Yeah.
And
it's gotta count for something.
Yeah. But you know, every other like guy in the league, anonymously, right? All these executives are saying he has good stats. But they're kind of empty stats.
Mm-hmm. I feel like empty stats don't get you a finals MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So here's where I'm going to defend him is there's two different kind of discussions going on. His efficiency is low. Okay. We can talk about that. Then you have Colin Coward, for whatever it's worth. He gets on air. He's talking about how, quote, Jaylen Brown has smartest guy in the room disease.
Crazy to say.
And I'm trying to find the quote. That's already like, okay, like maybe I could see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his quote has been scrubbed from the internet. Hold on. Wow, it's like gone now. He said something that I would actually find like quite offensive. Smartest guy in the room disease is like, okay, well, I mean, Jaylen Brown carries himself as like a smart guy. God, where is it? Maybe it was just calling him a disease. Yeah, he's a disease. He suddenly thinks he's the smartest guy in every room he's in. I think that's where we're kind of crossing lines. Also, fuck Colin Coward. He's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You work for Fox Sports, man. Like you're done. You're done here.
Colin Coward is not the smartest guy in any.
That's also true. He thinks. I feel like Colin does think he's the smartest guy in a room.
Yeah, he does have the smartest guy in the room, but he doesn't actually. It's not actually like true. Like,
yeah.
He feels that way.
I think that's where the criticism gets weird. I mean, and to be fair, half of full court mess is also criticizing character of a lot of people. We'll probably do it like five times today.
Yeah.
But I think the framing of how Colin Coward approached it is so steeped in like racism.
Yeah.
And I think the way he's like charging all this, is I think where a lot of discussion gets lost online.
I mean, if a guy like Luka or Jokic were like advertising themselves as intellectuals, I feel like people wouldn't really have a problem with it.
Yes. I feel like that's going to be a theme later on. Here it is. I had two NBA sources. This is a quote from Colin. I had two NBA sources, two people in the league, one an executive, one a scout, say that Jaylen Brown has, it's a disease. He suddenly thinks he's the smartest guy in every room he's in. You make a lot of money. Suddenly you're absolutely sure. You don't want to listen to your bosses. You don't want to listen to consultants. You don't want to listen to your teammates. Yeah. But you can't call that a disease, dog.
Yeah. Also, like, I feel like there's a lot of guys who are like that.
Yes. Okay, we're gonna swing back to guys like that. that's been a separate theme this week on actual stupid individuals in the league. anyway, yeah, it's dumb. So like that kind of stuff, like I feel for Jaylen on, because that's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jaylen gets traded to the Sixers for PG and what, a couple draft picks? Am I wrong?
There's picks on there. Let me pull up the trade.
Yeah, let me get the trade here.
It's also weird. I feel like guys have done worse things and not have like their stock tanked as much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I it's just a whole weird thing. So after all that, right, everyone's talking about, oh, like Celtics are still trying to get, you know, a decent haul back for Jaylen.
Mm-hmm.
The trade ends up being Jaylen goes to Philly, Paul George to Boston. Boston also gets two future first round picks. That's the 28 and the 31, and then two future second round draft picks. And I think, again, what's notable, swing back to Paul George, is that apparently the Sixers have been trying to salary dump him.
I mean, he is probably making more money than a guy with the stats would be, but he's also old.
That he also injury troubles.
Yeah.
I'll excuse him for the broken leg. That was a freak accident. That sucks. I feel for him there, but there are injury concerns. He's 36, I believe.
I was looking at stats, though. He was doing better. He did better last season than the season before that.
Also, he like killed Boston in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think what makes the trade so weird also is like these are division rivals.
Yeah, you don't usually see a trade like that. Like you kind of, part of the thing you're doing when you're constructing your team is to like beat that team.
Yeah, typically. Yeah.
Weird to do that.
It's weird. I think like some of the money makes sense also, if that's all it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, Jaylen wants an extension. He wants the money. The stats show he's worth a lot of money. Right? He wants that max. He's eligible. He was entering summer eligible for a 2-year, looks like a $142 million contract extension, which the Celtics didn't really want to do, because they want to build deep. They don't want to put all their money into two guys, which like I can understand.
Yeah,
the CBA is really tough to work around right now, and it needs to be. They got to change some of that shit. And Paul George, I think what he has like 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So I mean, all in all. That Philly starting lineup is insane. What are we looking at? It's like probably gonna be a Tyrese Maxey, VJ, I think, is gonna start.
Mm-hmm.
So that means probably Jaylen at small, LeBron at power, and then Embiid at center. I mean, the only thing stopping these guys is like injuries, or if they can't like make the system work, but. I would be concerned about injuries. Embiid's knee is like, you know, barbecue like meat falling off the bone. Have you seen a picture of his knee?
I haven't.
Don't. His knees are disgusting.
Probably has worse knees than 40-year-old LeBron.
Oh, probably. That's crazy. So that was you know, some of the biggest moves that we have failed to come on and discuss. I can't think of any other big moves.
What about all those crazy moves that the Warriors have made?
Oh my god. Are they still the only team that hasn't made an acquisition outside of the draft? Is that actually true?
That's what I've heard.
I know they're waiting for LeBron decision, but I don't really know what else they can do. Apparently, they're comfortable running it back.
Yeah, I saw reports saying like they know that they're not like contenders. But
what's the point right now?
Just having a team.
Look, people are really on Twitter talking about how they're wasting like the final years of Steph's career. Which to some extent is true. They've put themselves in a tough position because you got all these people being like, yeah, the Warriors should trade 4 draft picks, Pods, Moody, every prospect they have and trade them all for, I don't know, Trey Murphy the 3rd.
Yeah.
I love Trey Murphy. he's like 27 now. That's not that old. It's you know, I'd consider that a little young, but you don't have any more draft picks after that, dog. They're talking about, oh, the Warriors are done. Yeah, they will be if you trade everything away for two, you know, Steph Way. He's going to play for like 3 more years, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Guys, what do we want? Like, honestly, what do we want?
I don't think anyone knows what anyone wants, really. It feels like, to me, the front office is like sometimes I'll play a JRPG,
mm-hmm.
but I'll get a little overwhelmed because, like, I have to, like, you know, choose which, like, guys I want in my party. And, like, when I'm, like, leveling up my guys, like,
mm-hmm.
if it's, like a skill tree system, like, okay, what do I want to do with this guy? And sometimes I'll get a little overwhelmed and be like, you know what? I'm not playing right now.
Yeah.
So it feels like they're doing. Like, they have to make some decisions right now. Like, I don't know. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so they just re-signed Draymond. We knew that was going to happen, first of all. $27 million. Yeah, sure, it's a lot of money. It's a one-year deal, okay? Like, it's not going to impact a lot of decisions they're going to make. If they're given $27 million, I do believe the Warriors do have some, like, options they're looking into in terms of trades and stuff. If they're locking Dre into $27 million now, it means they've already done the math.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, let's be real, guys. The Warriors are not just throwing darts around.
Hope not.
I'm fine with that, honestly. I'm fine with he's going to retire soon.
It is funny. I don't know if this is the fault of the reporter just phrasing it weird,
mm-hmm.
but it's funny that it was framed that giving him that money was a plan B for not getting LeBron.
Yeah, that's weird framing.
Like,
it's kind of, instead what you're doing is rewarding him for like waiting it out. Because he was like willing to take a cut if LeBron came.
It's maybe good for the relationship between the front office and Draymond.
Exactly. But also,
for the fans, it's like, and for the team, it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, people are talking about, oh my god, okay, we have to talk about Trent Jr.
Uh-huh.
on the Bucks. We'll get to that. Cause that's a clutch signing, right? I think he's clutch represented.
I think so.
Draymond's clutch represented. This is just a clutch goodwill like payment also.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I wouldn't be upset about it. Honestly, it's fine. It's only a 1-year deal. And then what, in a year, if he wants to play another year, they'll have him wait, do the math again, see what their options are, and then make it fit. I don't get what all the buzz is about on this. It seems pretty routine here.
Yeah. It's just like the plan B thing is like, it's like if you like worked at an office and your boss is like, yeah, we're, you know, in the process of figuring out doing some renovations around here, we'll get new amenities. And then you go in and you're like, well, that deal fell through, but your coworker just got a raise. So yeah. Kind of what we're going to do instead.
Oh,
well, good for him.
But all right. Yeah.
To play a pool in the break room anymore, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But Buddy's buying dinner tonight. So. Yeah, there aren't a lot of big free agent names out there for the Warriors to go after. They don't really have the money to. They're gonna do some minimum signing. They're probably gonna get Gary Payton back on a small deal. That's fine. I like, you know, they're gonna do the small personnel depth things.
Definitely small.
That's
where they're leaning.
Ideally, any move they make involves moving Kristaps Porzingis.
Who's the tallest guy on the roster? And the second tallest guy is Charles Bassey at 6'10".
Yeah, we just lost.
Who is their only other center?
That's a concern. Well, because Quentin Post got swooped up
Yeah.
He was a restricted free agent. What the Grizzlies took him? They gave him like a $30 million deal. Warriors were not matching that.
We don't have a Looney figure really right now.
Yeah, where Looney went to the Lakers?
I'm pretty sure.
Good for him. Good for him. I'm happy for him wherever he goes, unless it's the Suns.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he is probably going to go down in history as a solid player.
Yeah.
A guy that you look back on finally. Remember that guy? He got 10 rebounds
pretty consistently. He does what he needs to do. I don't think, like, he's kind of like your ideal role player, big in that way.
And I never saw Looney do something like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
That was stupid of you to do. You're not that guy.
Also, we'll never forget
get rebounds.
His playoff run of guarding AD.
And getting like 20 rebounds.
Yeah, that was insane.
On eight.
That was insane. Warriors, I don't know. They got to do something, but I don't know. I don't know. I just don't want Kristaps, man. Can we trade him for another center? I don't even care.
Let's trade him for DeAndre Jordan.
Nah, the Pelicans like him too much, man. They gave him 2 years. People are being really weird about that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, because so if you have like a veteran player like DJ, if you get them on a vet minimum, what I've learned is the league will actually pick up and pay for some of that contract.
Huh.
Vet minimums don't cut into salary cap the same exact way that a normal signing would, because the league wants teams to pick up vets still. They don't want you constantly just like, well, let's just get the younger guy in, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I didn't know that, and you think more teams would take advantage of that.
I mean, so I think more do than we would expect. So the Pelicans didn't do that. They gave him a 2-year deal.
Uh-huh.
Which is not that doesn't qualify as a veteran contract. Vet minimums, I think, are limited to 1 year at a time.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, why didn't they just give him a vet minimum? Are they fucking dumb? Now it's eating up contracts. But it's like, guys, because they respect him as a veteran and they like his locker room presence and he teaches the young guys. Like, show some respect here, man.
Yeah, there's also, if they really want him, there's a chance that if they just do 1 year, they won't have him the next year.
Yeah.
Like another team could just take him also.
The Pelicans, like, management and coaching have been very open about, like, we love DJ because he's teaching the young guys and they listen to him. And that's what...
Yeah, and he's also just, like, a good basketball player. Like,
yeah, I mean, he cannot do as much now, to be fair.
No, but...
He's in his late 30s.
He's, like, earned...
But he's earned that, like, veteran, like... He's earned his way here. Why do we have a problem with the Pelicans giving him some extra money for 2 years? Their way. Like, it's not going to make that. You guys are not going after large free agents like that also. Like, let's be real. It's not going to make, it doesn't make a difference. Why are we defending? Why are we upset that the owner is like the team owner is paying money?
It's not like they are like contenders right now. They're like building a team up.
Yeah.
And they're paying a guy who is kind of like, it's like when we had Iguodala.
Yeah.
We weren't really paying him to be a player.
Not that last season. Not so much, no.
Yeah, the last, like, season we weren't paying him to play, really. We were paying him to teach the younger players.
Yeah.
To,
and that is, like, invaluable. Like, you can't put a, you know, like, you, that's actually huge. And we saw the difference in that playoff run where Iguodala is coaching guys off the bench.
Yeah, and he was making Andrew Wiggins play basketball pretty good.
Yeah. I don't...
He was not afraid to, like, correct it.
Yeah, like... Teams are lucky to get a vet like that who, like, has great experience and that, like, multiple young guys are happy to listen to and spend time with.
Yeah, it's probably different when a guy who, I bet for some younger players, when they're, like, 5'6" coach is, like, telling them something, I bet in the back of their mind some of them are like, well, you probably don't know as much about this as I do, kind of.
Yeah.
But if Andre Iguodala is telling you something, you kind of have to be like, well, okay.
He's done it. He's been there. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of coaches do play basketball too, and, you know, they do know, but, like, it's probably a little bit different.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the CBA right now has also been responsible for, like, ruining NBA discourse when it comes to, like, team money management.
Yeah.
And like salaries, it's so weird. Anyway,
I feel like most teams wouldn't be paying certain guys certain money if it wasn't worth it to them.
Yeah.
Like the Heat had Udonis Haslem not playing at all for like probably like 5 years or something. He still had a roster spot. I'm sure they were doing that for a reason.
Yeah, it's like
they ended up doing it for like, yeah. There's a
because yeah. valuable leadership. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think
so. Spoelstra got to stick him on plays.
Yeah, speaking of Spoelstra, I was about to move on to one of the biggest free agents out there. There's not a lot left. Westbrook is still out there. People have mixed feelings about Westbrook. I thought he was fine with the Kings. He did what he was asked.
I take him on the Kings.
He was happy to adapt. Apparently, Spoelstra didn't want him. Does not want them to get Westbrook. Because he's hard to coach.
That makes sense, I think.
Yeah, but like I feel like what we've seen in the last 2 years with Westbrook is that he's been willing to adapt.
Yeah, he's willing to take a lesser role if he needs to.
I think my concern if it was like the Heat and everything about getting him, I'd be like, why don't we get some shooters?
Yeah.
The Kings I don't think are interested in bringing Westbrook back, not because they didn't like appreciate his play, but because they just want more minutes for the young guys now, for like their most recent draft picks and all that. So I guess
fair. If we're coming up on the last years of Westbrook, I guess I don't want him rotting on the Kings.
Yeah, but
I'd like him to be able to contribute to winning.
Yeah, I hope he ends up somewhere though.
Yeah.
I saw a report, and I don't think there's that much weight to it, but that a team in Greece is interested in him, and Tel Aviv Hapoel is interested in him.
Is that the team that Pat Bev was on?
I believe that's the team Pat Bev was on, among other, you know, concerns about that. Don't do that. Don't go. Don't, guys.
Yeah.
I convinced that they like hard volume shooting in his resume, and they were like, oh yeah, we love that.
Yeah, that's the team that has like the weirdly like socialist looking branding.
Yeah, despite being like, you know, representative of the genocide factory. He's gonna get on an NBA team. It's just gonna take a minute.
Yeah, there's no way a team is not signing him.
Okay, so we'll get back to the Kings in a moment. I don't know. There's not really a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at these free Kuminga. Oh, where the fuck is he going?
Sacramento Kings.
You know, honestly, sure. You know what? I said we get back to the Kings. Let's just do it now. They waived DeMar DeRozan respectfully. It was like, hey, man, like, we don't need you to rot here. Go do your thing. Happy, you know, that was good, I think. I just saw this today. It was reported that they are considering buying out Zach LaVine's contract.
I would like that, I think. I mean, yeah, because
let me find that report. This is according to James Hamm, a Kings insider for ESPN 1320. That he was not promised a role. Zach was not promised a role with the Kings and could be bought out before the season starts. End quote from James Hamm. They've been honest with Zach LaVine and said, "Look, all bets are off if you opt in. We as a franchise have to make a business decision with regards to you. And if he's going to get bought out, it should happen now, because after this, it's not advantageous to anyone."
I hope that happens. That would free up a lot of money.
Yeah. And honestly, look, we have our critiques of Zach LaVine's contract.
$48 million contract.
But, I try to be fair. I think he also deserves better than like sitting on this team and like daily, you know, facing disdain of fans that are like, what are you doing here? Also, I mean, the Kings made that trade. They deserve the criticism too. Because
he was on a team where he was the fourth best guy on the team.
You think so?
It's a good team. If he did, that'd be a good team.
Is he the best? Was he the best guy on the, no. Who's the best guy on last year's Kings? Sabonis?
I get, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Man. Yeah, it's probably not ideal. That, I mean, that Kings team made, I keep saying this, but yes, last year's Kings team was like guy who's playing like 2K MyGM for the first time. And it's just like, these guys all have big numbers. I put them together. I make a team.
Yeah.
Which is not how it works. Because now you have a team full of guys that all need the ball to operate in a way that's worse than what we are seeing, like, statistically from the Sixers. So Bonus needs the ball to operate on offense. It's that and getting rebounds is all he knows how to do. No defense. Zach LaVine, he's a great on-ball player. Give him the ball, you know, he can zoom around. Defense, I don't know about that. DeMar, he's getting a little older. He can score. He's not your main defender. What's left? I mean, Monk is like not a. He's your, you know, spark guy.
He can stay.
Yeah, that'd be. He's good energy. Out Keegan. Keegan can defend. That's kind of it though, right now.
Yeah, Keegan. He can stay, but he doesn't have to.
You'd let him go at this point.
I don't know. It's just like he's 25 years old and he hasn't really progressed since his rookie season.
Yeah, he's getting some money too.
And when you're 25, maybe you're not at your best.
Yeah.
Yet, but like, I mean, like you should be pretty close.
Yeah, that's tough. Anyway, yeah. So they could reach a buyout. We'll see what happens. With Zach. There's all that talk of them in Durin.
Mm-hmm.
Would you max them out?
Yeah.
And then if you're the Pistons, do you match that? Is the question.
Probably, but you kind of do have, like, you have other guys to rely on. Like, it's not the end of the world if you can't keep Durin, because you still have, like, a lot of good guys. Probably would regret trading Stewart.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they moved Isaiah Stewart.
I would have.
He seemed like a heart and soul guy.
Yeah, you're probably telling Jalen Durin, I wish that you told us you wanted out before we traded Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah. I mean, it's not technically that he wants out.
Yeah, he just wants more money.
He wants the max contract. That's 5 years, $287 million. The issue...
I just think that the Kings can afford to do that. The Pistons can, but I guess, understand why they are a little scared to.
The reason they're scared to, what I've seen... Okay, so he was great in the regular season. He was part of a 60-win team.
Yeah.
Was not good in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the stats, but he fell off hard in the playoffs, like the whole run.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened last year, right? Or I mean, not, it happened two seasons in a row, mm-hmm. I believe. I might be mistaken, but so the Pistons see that and they're like, hey man, you got it in the regular season, but not when it's needed the most. And yeah, so
which is kind of unfair also.
Yeah.
You have that much playoff experience.
But yeah. But the other guys are doing fine.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair. I mean, also, like, I think Pistons are missing a few pieces, but his fall off in playoffs was like, red. And so the Pistons are like, hey, like, this is not a, that's where we view, like, the investment would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the option that Jalen has is he can take the qualifying offer as a restricted free agent from the Pistons now. That'd be, what's that, like $10 million for 1 year. And then he's an unrestricted free agent. The risk he makes is he has a worse year and every team in the league is like, oh man, I don't know. You kind of fall off late in the season. Or he has a great year and every team that has the money and needs a center is like, dude, we'll max you out. No big deal. Come on over here. And the Pistons wouldn't have the option to match it.
Uh-huh.
Or he's playing the cards right now. Go talk to the Kings. If the Kings end up being like, okay, we'll max them out, then the Pistons have the difficult decision on if they want to actually take that gamble and match it.
Yeah.
If I'm the Kings, you need what, honestly, like, why not? He's 22. He's young.
They can afford to risk it all on him.
Literally, what do you have to lose if you're already in the dumps?
Yeah. The Pistons have a lot to lose.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a lot, but they have way more than the Kings.
They have more to lose because that's a lot of money that they could go after another free agent for. And I have to assume.
And they are a contender or like.
Yeah, I have to assume there is some appeal to playing with Cade.
Yeah.
I think the Kings should just do it. Honestly, fuck it. Like, go give Kuminga, you know, 15 million, whatever.
Get Kuminga, get Jalen Duren.
That's a young team.
Then all of a sudden you have things to look forward to.
Yeah. And like, what does Kuminga want? Like a 2-year contract?
Yeah, and playing time.
Okay, why not?
They can afford to give him playing time also.
Yeah. Just at this point, experiment a little bit with these young players. Yeah. So, James Harden's a free agent. I have to assume he's going back to the Cavs. Too.
Yeah.
They're not going to take Harden. Their whole thing is they have, now all they have is guards from the Kings. And Sabonis. Oh, let's move Sabonis.
Move Sabonis to or two. Who needs a center?
Well, I mean, I feel like the thing is, if they end up signing Jalen, I think they'd have to move Sabonis. Even though he can play power, but I think like you just, and then what it'd probably be is be like a Pistons sign and trade. But then I don't think the Pistons want Sabonis. I don't think he makes sense with their team at all. And then they'd have to get like another team involved. Maybe that's why this is all taking so long, honestly.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know. You know, with our luck, like, it's probably happened like tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like every team right now kind of has a set center, except for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Get Sabonis on the Warriors.
I mean, the Warriors kind of do with Kristaps, I guess.
Yeah.
Tingus Pingus. I keep thinking, you know, one of my concerns with Kristaps is the health. Because his health is very inconsistent. He has POTS, right? Is that the diagnosis they came to?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You know, you would think for me, someone who has like autoimmune disease and it like is ruining my life, but I would see a player with like something like that and I'd be like, oh, that's actually awesome and inspirational to be pushing through that and balling out. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. I think it's just because it's him, but it's not. I'm not inspired, man.
Well, it's also like if a player had like arthritis, you'd be mm-hmm. like, it's a little bit concerning if he's on my team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's cool that he's pushing through it, but that is a potential liability.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now, and he has the Wikipedia tab of rape allegation and possible extortion.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest.
Not a good one to have.
I'll be honest.
On your,
that's not ideal.
But he is an avid fan of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which he plays regularly.
Oh, well, you know, honestly, those things all together add up. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, unlike Luka, okay? Luka's an Overwatch guy.
Luka's an Overwatch fan. I like that.
I fuck with that. I use his, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately. I have a little gun trinket, and it's a 77 ball.
It is cool that there is a European Counter-Strike player, basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that cool that it's Kristaps.
Nah, but Luka though. Also, like, not, you know,
it was like Jokic.
Yeah, Jokic is
like the ideal Counter-Strike player.
He's a gamer, I believe.
He plays like League.
He literally wears T-shirts in the locker room that says "I paused my game to be here."
That is cool for him to do that.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing like Gamer Boy like Target T-shirts.
He's allowed to do that.
He can do whatever he wants. He
also listens to classical music in the gym.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants as long as it's not you know, leading to an allegations tab on the wiki.
Jokic does not have the rape and possible extortion.
No, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Man, what else is going on that we've missed in the league? Why? You're not caught up on this, so I feel like this is a good
I'm
time.
I'm a little...
Okay.
I know a little bit of this.
What do you know?
I know that there's that stuff with the Clippers. They're kind of paying him under the table.
Allegedly, yes. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Let's see. And, be careful here.
And the Raptors and the Clippers both paused the trade.
Yeah.
And now the Raptors are kind of saying, yeah, I don't know if we want to deal with this.
Yeah, so I've been a little bit caught up now on this. Not with the depth that I'm not going to go into full depth right now. If you're mm-hmm. listening to this and you want the full depth, listen to the episodes Pablo Torre Finds Out. Because that's like, He's doing the reporting on it. Alongside he's doing reporting or investigation partnership with WPRI. That is a Rhode Island local news. We will get to the relevance of that. But he's doing like a lot of stuff to find this out. He won a Pulitzer for it, so check it out. Let's start with Kawhi being a free agent. Okay. And he's talking to some teams. He was a free agent. He talks to the Lakers, right? Remember that? There's a report he was talking to the Lakers. He's talking to Raptors. He's talking to Clippers. He's being represented in part by his uncle, Uncle Dennis, and his agent, Mitch Frankel. I'm going to just say this is all alleged, but I will also say that Pablo Torre, he has a lot of proof of this stuff. Feels very confident about it. And when they are talking to the Lakers, they are kind of like, okay, look, he's interested in signing with you guys, but he wants a stake in the team. The Lakers say, yeah, that's not, we can't really do that. And they're like, okay, well, like South Bay Lakers, can we get a cut of that? No, it's not, we can't do that. So they talk to the Raptors about a cut of the team. Raptors like, no. Okay, well, can you help us get a stake in a hockey team over there? I don't remember exactly which team, but like Major League Hockey team. And the Raptors like, no, because they're actually under the same ownership. So that wouldn't be allowed. Okay. And you know, they're asking for they really want a stake in a team. And then he talks to Clippers, right? And they get a deal done for him to play with the Clippers. So the Lakers and the Raptors allegedly report this to the team, or not? Sorry, report this to the league. The league investigates it. They don't really. Well, they're like, nothing really happened. So, whatever. So then there's all this thing with Aspiration. They are gonna do jersey patches for the Clippers. It's like a big deal. They're supposed to be this whole like, we're good for everyone and good for the Earth Tech Company. We're gonna plant trees and this and that. And apparently he has some kind of like deal with them where it's like a partnership and he's gonna like plant a tree for them, and it's a whole representation thing. But what was uncovered is that he doesn't do any of that, and people working for Aspiration are told like, yeah, don't do anything, like don't really worry about any of that. They're like working on weird like art for him. That's like this weird like AI Kawhi is a tree stuff, and it's just weird. And then they're asked to stop. So anyway, nothing comes out of all that. Nothing comes out of the partnership. Aspiration kind of, from what I saw, like falls apart. But Kawhi was supposed to have a deal with him. That was where he was going to get that money. That he was supposed to get this under the table money, right?
Yeah.
Well, they fall apart. So allegedly he's like, you know, him and his team are like, okay, well, what about that like couple mil we're supposed to get? What about that investment stake? He doesn't get it because the company fell apart, right? And the Clippers are, you know, allegedly have this whole deal like, we're gonna, you know, get you hooked up. Anyway, fast forward, we're gonna skip some details, just listen to the, you know, investigation, which is ongoing. It is uncovered that Kawhi Leonard has a secret stake in a Rhode Island soccer team. They're like a level 2 team. I don't really know the levels of soccer, but they're not like major league, but they're, I don't know, maybe will be. I don't. Anyway, typically when a player or a celebrity has a stake in some kind of franchise, they're kind of loud about it because it's good press. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, people are gonna be like, that's kind of sick. Let me look into that. Right. Oh, maybe soccer's cool. I'll go check that out. Right.
Yeah.
This investment has been like extremely hidden.
That's suspicious.
And it's this whole like thing where like they're really going to extra lengths to try to hide it. And then part of this thing,
so weird.
Well, hold on. Part of this thing is that the guy who's like behind this whole team, starting out in Rhode Island, and it's like there's a stadium that was just built. So the new team, right, with a big stadium. The stadium was originally supposed to be mostly like a co-funded deal from what I saw or heard, in which this big investor is like, yeah, like we're gonna co invest with the community and this is going to be good. It's going to create jobs, and we're going to fund low-income housing for the community, because that area of Rhode Island, along with a lot of other places in America, have a housing crisis. So this investor is coming in, they're like, yeah, this is good. It's going to be good for you guys, and it's going to be good for the community, and we're going to do all this stuff, build these houses. It's the classic like pitch.
Yeah.
For a big investor to do some shit like this. And obviously when you build a stadium, it's going to make a lot of money, right? To the people invested in it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the way the funding goes for this deal starts to fall apart. They don't have as much money to build it as they thought. And it's going to turn into, hey, we actually need the taxpayers to really fund this thing, but trust us, guys, it's going to be good for you. We'll make it up to you. Remember, we're going to make it up to you with housing, with the money we make and all this stuff. And local voters are not super sold anymore, obviously, because like, what the fuck, man? Like, that's a lot. Like, it's going to put the like county or the city in like debt.
Yeah. Risky.
The governor steps in and approves it.
Huh?
So I'm only like doing splinting stuff around because I'm not gonna cover it. Just again, listen to the reporting, read up from WPRI, who doing a lot. WPRI does some investigating. They found out the governor on his schedule was in California a little bit prior to this stepping in to approve this on and he was at a Clippers game, where he sat next to the investor behind this project. And the investor behind this project is at a Clippers game also, obviously, right? There's a three-way connection here to the Clippers. The governor, when asked, says he just went on his own. He just wanted to have fun, which is kind of weird because, like, well, why are you hanging out with this investor guy?
Yeah, Clippers game. It's not weird.
Yeah, so anyway, they find out about, they dig up the stuff like Kawhi's actually has a stake in this, right? Mm-hmm. But they're keeping it secret. They finally ask people from this company and all that. And they finally say, Kawhi Leonard's a friend. And guess who another investor in this? It's his uncle. His uncle's invested in this, obviously. Huh. Are like investors, and they're very close to this and they care. And trying to find other investors in this project are claiming they didn't know Kawhi was involved. But when asked, it's and found and when he dug up, sorry, I'm like fumbling this right now. I'm looking for the quote. The guy from this whole like investment firm, Fortuitous Partners, is asked about Kawhi, and finally says, Kawhi is very interested in using his capital to make a change in communities. Housing is what is very important to him. So, he's going to make money off all this, and he's going to put it back into housing. Mm-hmm. How many homes do you think have been built since the start of this?
100?
Lower.
50?
Lower.
2?
No houses.
Huh.
Just interesting. So look, people are, I know that was like a long ramble about this, but, people are like, why is this notable at all? Right. Why is this, who fucking cares? He's getting paid in other ways. Well, he's circumventing the salary cap, first of all.
Yeah.
Ruins the whole like strategic point of all that. It's like kind of illegal for what I've seen.
Definitely sketchy.
It's sketchy in a lot of ways. What this means is the league's investigating it very slowly, but what this could mean if the Clippers are found guilty of playing a part in this,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ties to the Clippers and setting them up with this whole thing, because there are ties to Clippers and another player getting involved with this team. There's heavy penalties involved, and we don't know to the what extent. But then it's like also there's going to be heavy penalties for Kawhi, and we don't know what that would be because we don't know how far the league is like pushing into this. Mm-hmm. Or they're taking their sweet time. So why is it important? Well, because yeah, it kind of ruins the whole like point of the way the salary cap works.
It's kind of cheating.
It's kind of cheating. There's a lot of layers to that. Well, now the Raptors, who just traded for Kawhi, are like, I don't know if they're kind of, they put the trade on hold because they're like, mm-hmm. I'm not interested if I'm going to trade for a guy who like could get suspended.
Yeah.
Like his contract voided. Like, what do we get out of that then? Because we just gave up a whole package for nothing.
Yeah.
So that trade's on hold and it might get canceled. Again, you know, check out the Pablo Torre stuff because that's so much like there's way too much to it. Because I'm doing bare minimum and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anything else going on? Here's news right now from like a few hours ago from Ramona Shelburne. Raptors are refusing to complete the trade for Kawhi Leonard because they are unwilling to take on the risk of potential NBA penalties. Quote, they are not willing to assume those risks.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh yeah, we thought we'd do a little bit, you know, a little bit of news. We're obviously waiting on more. You know, we'll see what goes on with like the Jalen Duren signing, and you know, the rest of free agency is kind of like a lot of little moves.
Yeah,
who knows? Maybe some trades will happen. Yeah. Again, we're working on some spotlight episodes. So stay tuned. We also like if you have any ideas for spotlight episodes, we're down to listen. But we're working on some. I don't want to spoil too much, but we are planning a whole spotlight episode on the Brian Colangelo saga because that seems really fun to revisit.
Yeah.
We got the Giannis and sports betting and Kalshi stuff coming up. Do we have any other ideas that we want to?
Robin Lopez fight history.
I'm so down. I'm so down for like, that's like a lore episode. That's like,
that is NBA lore.
Real, I mean, so I guess so is Colangelo, but like it's like a long-running lore thing.
As a guy who is more of a character than an actual NBA player.
Honestly, yeah. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn, I miss that. Yeah, that stuff was funny. That's like a thing where I wish we had like video.
Yeah.
But we'll make it work anyway. In one way, yeah, we'll look into doing something like that, and then like please check out the last episode we did with Marcos from Homie Vulgaris.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ones we've ever done.
That was fun,
and it was good to do something new and do like a spotlight on NBA fandoms and like good, bad, and ugly. Check that out because
it's good conversation.
He was a great guest, and we'll actually be representing Full Court Mess on his own show in a couple weeks, I believe. So yeah, anyway, a little news dump. Thanks everyone. Remember that that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you got any last words?
I don't think so. We can finally get some news after we wrap this up.
Finally get some news after we wrap. I guess my last words are Kyle Kuzma, please shut up. Please log off, man. Log off. All right. Yeah. We love you guys. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.